Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome you this evening to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. I'm your host for the show this evening, Reverend Cleveland Howell III. And we thank the Lord for each and every one of you today. But first of all, we just want to thank God, because if it wasn't for his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his loving kindness, his compassion for each and every one of us, where would we be today? Amen. And as we look all throughout the world, all throughout the news, all throughout the newspaper, all the things that are going on, we need to tell the Lord thank you. So before we begin the show this evening, we just want to take the time to pray and give God thanks and let the Lord know how grateful we are for all the things that he has done and all the things that he's doing in each and every one of our lives. Amen. Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, oh God, with thanksgiving and with praise. Lord, we love you. Father God, we know that we can't do anything without you. We're nothing without you, oh God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would search our hearts, search our minds. Lord, help us to be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness, O God. Keep us, Lord. You said thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind has stayed upon thee. Father, we pray for your anointing upon each and every one of our lives. Lord, we pray for our unsaved loved ones, Lord. We all have family, God, who have gone astray, family who don't know you as their personal Savior. Now, Father, we cry out to you, Lord, save their souls before it's too late, oh God. Bring them back into the fold. Father, we pray for this wicked and sinful world. Oh God, we ask, Lord, that you would straighten things out, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you would save the backslider, Lord. Save the one who think that it's okay for a man to marry a man, for a woman to marry a woman. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would cleanse their hearts, cleanse their minds, Lord, so that they would think straight, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. Father, we pray for those, Lord, who have gone out, Lord, and caused sinful acts, Lord. We pray for them right now, God. Lord, you said that you would give them a peace which would surpass all understanding, Lord. We know some, Lord, who've lost their spouses, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. And Father, we ask right now, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, will be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, Lord, glorify yourself, God. Whatever takes place, oh God, may you get the praise, may you get the glory, may you get the honor, Lord. We love you. And Father, we know, Lord, it's because of you that we live and that we move and that we have our being. We're nothing without you. So, Lord, have first place in each and every one of our lives, oh God. We pray, Lord, that we would thirst and that we would hunger after your righteousness, oh God. Lord, time is running out, Lord, that we need to be in right relationship with thee. No half-stepping, no playing holiness, but living holy and righteous unto thee, Lord, because you are a righteous God. You are a holy God, Lord. So help us, Lord, to line up our lives according to your word, precept upon precept, O God, so that we could be your chosen people. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we want to thank you once again for being with us this evening on Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. We thank the Lord as we look at the calendar. Time is going by. It's almost hitting on into September. And before you know it, this year will be gone. But let me ask you a question before we begin this show. What have you done for God? What have you done for God? As you look back from when the year started up until this point, now we're in the eighth month. There's four more months left of the year 2015. And I want to ask you a question. What have you done, or what are you doing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you this evening, I would like for you to turn with me to Luke. Now, you're going to need some pens, you're going to need some paper, you're going to need some pencils, whatever you need to write with and take notes. We're going to be going through the Bible a little bit tonight. Amen? And just see which direction the Lord is going to take us. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, and let's look at verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Amen? Amen. Luke 17. And then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Verse 2, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Amen. Verse 4, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, thou shalt forgive him. Verse 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Amen. They said unto the Lord, increase our faith. So I want to share with you our sermon title for this lesson for this evening is the power of forgiveness. Amen. The power of forgiveness. And on Sunday, the Lord allowed me to preach this message, where is the love? And God is reminding us tonight that the only way that you're going to be able to forgive somebody, the only way that you're going to have the heart enough to forgive someone's wrongdoing is that you, first of all, you have to have the love of God. Amen. You have to have the love of Christ. You have to have a right relationship with Jesus in order to forgive somebody of their wrongdoings or their shortcomings or whatever they may have done to you. Amen. So as we look into the text, we need to ask ourselves, I need to ask this before we go forward. Is, do you believe that forgiving someone who has really done you wrong, do you believe that is possible? Do you believe that is possible? They've mistreated you. They've falsely they lied on you. They've told all types of tales on you. They said you did all type of wicked, sinful things. Is it possible for you to forgive them? And let me answer the question for you. The answer is yes. Oh, yes. It's yes. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he did it on the cross when he was persecuted. Amen. Falsely accused and all of these things, and our Lord and Savior, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the same attitude that you and I must possess in our lives if we are going to walk worthy according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to have to forgive some folk, y'all. We're going to have to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to forgive what they've done to me, what they said about me, all these things, all these hurtful things. You know what they've done. And it takes the power of God. It takes the love of Christ. It takes the heart of Christ to have this power of forgiveness. Amen. So as we look in the text, we see the disciples, they're talking to Christ, and they are asking him some things, and he's letting them know. He's saying, hey, you can forgive these folk. You can do it, but hey, we must have this attitude of Christ. We must possess it. Amen. Many times in life, and even some of you listening right now, you've had to deal with this today. Someone done something very harsh to you. They said something smart to you. And you found yourself angry. You found yourself highly upset. How can they treat me this way? And you walked away probably bitter, with some hatred, some harshness in your heart. But I want to let you know tonight that you can have this power of forgiveness. Amen. Amen. You know they were... The things they said were very awkward, or they were just downright stupid. But if we are followers of Jesus Christ, forgiveness must be an indwelling part of our Christian life. Amen. The sad part about this is many people have hardened their hearts on the thought of forgiveness. And I find it strange that they still think that they can shout about it, they can have a testimony, that they can do all of these wonderful things, but they still don't have forgiveness in their heart. How can you say that you're in right relationship with Christ? How can you say that you have the love of Christ when you don't have forgiveness? Amen. We got to have it. There's no way around it. If we are going to have the right relationship with God, we have to have the power of forgiveness. Amen. Some hurtful things have come in our life. I can speak for myself. Folk have mistreated me, said all type of foolishness, but it took the power of God for me to forgive their foolishness. Amen. Because we can't do it on our own. None of us are capable of forgiving people when they've mistreated us. We can't do it. The love of Christ in our hearts, the mind of Christ, as Apostle Paul said there in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's what it's going to take to have the power of forgiveness. Amen. Sometimes people don't want to forgive, or they may say that it's hard. Forgiving is hard. Any one of us who has served Christ for some time now has had to learn to forgive somebody, amen, for something in any kind of relationship. We've had to forgive people. You know why? It's necessary. Now let's move on into the second verse here of the text, St. Luke, the second verse. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. We find the word offend that carries the meaning to sin or to be tripped up. Better to die than to offend one of God's little ones. And now we move on into verse 3. He talks about the word to yourselves. If your brother trespass, amen, against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. Amen. Forgive him. This word, the trespass, this means the thought of sin or sinning against someone or committing an error. You may be listening tonight wondering and thinking that some things are almost impossible to forgive. Let's be honest tonight. There is no way that you and I can forgive someone in the flesh. Amen. It's going to take the power of God. We can't do it. Christ forgave us for all of our sins. So why do we blood-washed believers still struggle with forgiving? Many of us say, I can't forget about it. No, no, no. You might have said, I can forget it, but I can't forgive them. Oh, that is so common. I can forget it, but I just can't find the room yet to forgive. Well, how do you have the love of Christ in you? The Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God forgave us for all of our sins, all of our trespasses, all the foolish things that we did while we were living in sin. So who are we to think that we can't forgive those who have done us wrong? Amen. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's not easy. But if you surrender your life to Christ, if you let Christ have first place in your life, you can forgive and forget. You can do it. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So that means through Christ, you can do it. You can do it. But here's the question. Do you want to do it? Oh, yeah, you can sing a good hymn. You can have a good show. You can do all the things. But do you want to let Christ reign? Do you want to let Christ to have first place in your life? It's a personal question tonight. Do you want the power of forgiveness? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a hurtful thing. We can get over this thing so that we can be more like Jesus. That's the goal. That's the goal in life. As we go through this day-by-day journey, this Christian journey, the object of it is to be more and more like Christ. That's the goal. Apostle Paul says that I press toward the mark to obtain the goal, which is this high calling in Jesus Christ. What are you pressing for? What's your goals in life? It should be to reach everything that Christ has in store for you. Amen. God has everything that we need. But the question is, how bad do we want it? How bad do we want to have that right relationship with Jesus? Oh, yes. You can't do it in the flesh. It's going to take the power of God. Christ forgave us. And the Lord is looking for us to go higher in him. And there's no way that you can go higher in Christ until you start to forgive. We all have hurt. We all have hurt Christ, and he forgave us. We went back to him, and we repent and ask for forgiveness, and he did it. So we must do the same thing for our brother and our sister. You can do it. Now, let's move on. Let's talk about unlimited forgiveness. Oh, yes, there's no limit to it. There's no, I forgave you yesterday. Now I can, no. Let's talk about unlimited forgiveness. Amen. Unlimited. There's no limit to it. No matter how many times you hurt me, you mistreat me, I got to forgive you, man. I got to forgive your foolishness. That's how we got to look at this thing. See, because most people today don't realize how foolish they are. They don't realize how foolish the things they say, the things that they do. So you have to overlook them. You have to forgive them. Amen. Amen. And I'm learning this day by day. You don't always have to respond. You don't always have to say that. Just say, Lord, help me to forgive this individual. Help me to have the right relationship. Help me to have the right spirit, God. You can do it. You can have this power of forgiveness. So let's go. Let's talk about unlimited forgiveness. Someone might be asking me right now, is it such a thing? Well, my brothers and my sisters, it sure is. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew, the 18th chapter. Amen. 18th chapter of Matthew. And let's look at verse 21, Matthew 18:21. And the Bible says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Verse 22, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Amen. So here we go. Peter was asking a reasonable question. Peter wanted to know if he could stop forgiving a person at seven times. And our Lord and Savior tells him in the 22nd verse, he was talking about an unending forgiveness. Oh, yes. Yeah, so see, this lets us know that we can forgive people 490 times. Amen. That's probably a lifetime. But Peter wanted to know, Lord, is it possible for me? How often shall I forgive my brother that sinned against me? He says, is it only seven times? Then verse 22, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, no, Peter, until seven times, but until 70 times 7. That should answer your question tonight. Yes, there is unlimited forgiveness. Amen. We can do it. We can do it. But the question is, do you want to do it? Do you want God to reign in your life? Do you want Christ to have first place in your life? If so, you can do this thing. No matter what they've done, no matter what they said, you can have unlimited forgiveness so that you can get higher in Jesus. See, listen to me. Time is running out. Time is getting real thin. And a lot of folk are holding hatred, malice, envy, jealousy in their hearts. And they don't want to forgive people. But what's going to happen if the Lord were to call you home tonight? Where would the destination be? Will it be heaven or will it be hell? Well, let me tell you, my good friend, more than likely it's going to be hell because you got hatred in your heart. So you got to learn to forgive folk. Amen. We're talking about unlimited forgiveness. Now, let's go on to verse 35, Matthew 18, verse 35. Amen. We see that forgiveness must be in your heart. It's a product of God's love. Let's look at this. Matthew 18, verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You see, these are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's letting us know that it has to be from your heart. If it's not from your heart, it's not sincere. It's not honest. It's not upfront. If it's not from the heart, you have to forgive folk. I'm not saying it's easy. But when you give it to Jesus, he will give you strength to help you to overcome those situations that are in your life. Amen. Must be enough. It's a product of God's love for us. And if we are connected, see, a lot of folks say they are connected to Jesus. A lot of folks feel like they are abiding in him and he's abiding in them. But where is the love? Where is the forgiveness? Where is the compassion? Where is the mercy? All of these things are characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you don't have any of those things, how can you have forgiveness in your heart? You don't have it. So we need to get it right tonight. We need to repent and ask God to forgive us so that we can get our hearts right, so that we can get our minds right, so that we can be in right relationship with Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way than asking, Lord, forgive me. Help me to get my heart right. Lord, I repent. I'm asking for forgiveness so that I can have unlimited forgiveness in my heart. Oh, yeah, you know that bad relationship, you know, that you had. You still hold it against that individual. You still don't like to see him. You still walk around the opposite direction. You need forgiveness tonight. God can help you get over that thing. He's the only one that can help you get over that situation so that you can be in right relationship with Jesus. He's the only one. That's why he lets us know there in John 14:6. He says, I am the way, amen, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. you're looking to be able to have a heart of forgiveness, Jesus is the only way. There's no other method. There's no other formula. There's no other way but through Jesus. Amen. People say they connected, but we must be connected to Jesus to have forgiveness, and we need to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. He will lead us and guide us in all truth to have that same forgiveness that Christ has for us. This is why we must forgive. Turn with me to Psalm 103. Come on, turn with me. Psalm 103. This is why we need to have forgiveness in our hearts, because Christ has forgiven us for all the foolish things that we've done. Amen. Whether they were to him or to someone else. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 103. And look at how David breaks this thing down. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Let's park the car right there. David lets us know God has forgiven you of all your iniquities. God has showed you unlimited forgiveness. So we should have that same towards our brother and our sister. Oh, yes, there's some work to do. But I want somebody to know tonight that you can do it. You can do it. You put your mind to it. God can help you have unlimited forgiveness. Your heart can be right. Your soul can be right. But the question needs to be asked, is that what you're looking for? Is that what you're looking for tonight? Jesus wants to do it for you. But the question is, how bad do you want it? Do you want to have the power of forgiveness so that no matter what they do on your job, no matter what they do at church, no matter what they do at home, no matter what they do, you can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What the problem is, many people don't know what they're doing. Amen. They think they're doing right. They think they're saying the right things, but they're not. And we have to get to a point in our life where that we can overlook foolishness. Amen. We can overlook the snares and the traps of the devil. Amen. We can overlook it. Amen. And say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. So look at this thing. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. David knew that it was going to take all that was within him to bless the Lord. Then he goes, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, you can't forget all the things that God has done for you, all the benefits, all the grace, all the mercy, all the long-suffering, all the compassion that he has done for your life. You can't forget it. Then he goes on to say, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Look back. Look back at your life in your sinful nature, in your sinful state. The Bible says that who forgiveth all thy iniquities. God has forgiven everything. So you know what? We have to get to a place in our lives where that we can forgive foolish people who do hurtful things to us. Amen. And I want you to know tonight, you can do it. I want you to know that. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Then he goes on into the fourth verse. He says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. God redeemed you from destruction. Your life of sin was going to destroy you. Your life of sin was going to totally destroy you. But if it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God who forgave you for your foolishness, you would have been dead a long time ago. But thank God for grace and mercy and for forgiveness. Amen. Then he goes on into the fifth, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Even when we didn't deserve it, he still crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Nothing but the grace of God. Nothing but his goodness. Nothing but him. That's the only way that we were able to make it. So let me tell you this. We should have forgiveness in our hearts. Amen. We should have it. We should have that forgiveness in our hearts. And then in the fifth verse, he said, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God has satisfied your mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He's done so much for us. We need to learn how to tap into that power of forgiveness. Let's go to Acts, the fifth chapter. Amen. Acts, the fifth chapter. And let's look at verse 31. Amen. Acts 5:31. Amen. Acts 5:31. And the Bible says, him have God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. God wants to forgive you tonight of your sins so that you can have the power of forgiveness. Verse 32, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God have given to them that obey him. So when we obey God, he says there that he'll give us the Holy Ghost so that we'll be able to obtain this power of forgiveness. Amen. Let's go to Acts 13. Acts 13 and verse 38. Acts 13:38. And the Bible says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Yes, the forgiveness of sins have been preached unto you time and time and time and time again. And I want to ask you, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Let's go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 1. Amen. Ephesians 1. The power of forgiveness. We need it. We won't be able to make it without it. Ephesians 1 and 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We need it. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The only way we're going to have this power of forgiveness is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The only way. Let's go to James. Let's go to James 5 and 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Christ wants to forgive you tonight so that you'll have this power of forgiveness to forgive somebody else. Amen. Let's go on back here to Mark 11. Yeah, Mark 11. Amen. Mark 11. Let's go to 11:25. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. That means we need to line up. We need to get our lives right with Christ so that we can have this power of forgiveness, so that we can forgive those who have hurt us. All of us have been hurt. Folks have done some, said some crazy, pardon me, rude, nasty things to us, things that are not true, and we wanted to retaliate so bad. But I'm learning, let Jesus fight your battles. He says, and when ye stand praying, forgive, for if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Let's go to Mark. Let's go to John. John 1. John 1, 1 John, I'm sorry, 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Christ can do that for us. We should be able to do that for someone who has mistreated us, who have hurt us, who have lied on us. What about you tonight? That's all the Lord gave me. What about you? Do you want to ask God for forgiveness tonight? Do you want to pray for someone tonight? Just press 1 on your receiver, and we'll pray that the Lord can help you have this power of forgiveness. Is there one who wants to ask the Lord to help them to forgive people for what they've done, for what they said? Just press 1 on your receiver and we'll pray. We'll pray so that God can have first place in our lives. Is there one? Before we pray, is there one? The power of forgiveness. Only Christ can do it. Only he can help you. No one else. Is there one who wants to ask the Lord to give them this power of forgiveness? Don't leave tonight thinking that you got it. All of us need prayer. Even if you don't ask for it, I'm going to pray for you that God would help you. Father in heaven, we come tonight with thanksgiving and with praise. Father, I pray for my brother and for my sister, Lord, that you would help them to have, God, this power of forgiveness. Lord, we all need it. None of us are exempt, oh God. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch our souls, touch our minds. Oh God, help us to be the people of God, Lord, that you're calling for us to be in these last and evil days. Now, Lord, search our hearts, search our minds, search our souls. Oh God, help us to be the people, Lord, after your righteousness, oh God. We know, Lord, that we can't do it on our own. We can't do it without you. So, Father, we ask and pray, Lord, that you have divine way right now. Search our hearts. Search our minds. And God, if there's anything in us that is not of thee, Father, remove it. In the name of Jesus, we pray that God, you'd help us to have this power of forgiveness. Please, Lord, we don't want to have any envy, no strife, no bitterness. So, God, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Just have your divine way in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we love you, and we thank you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor show. We're looking to see you and hear from you next week, same time. May the Lord watch over you and lead you and guide you, is my prayer. Amen.